Hello, and welcome back to Shits and Gigs with Kelly Aponte. Today I'm going to be talking about just kind of like my journey as a runner. I'm not trying to be motivational, purely just telling the story of how this all happened. Running for Florida State for 4 years on the cross country and track team, and now I'm just a hobby jogger because we got canceled, and also I graduated. But yeah, starting from the beginning, I did Girls on the Run when I was young, which was, I think, like, fifth grade or something, and by no means did that get my start with running. I mean, like, we would run a lap around the track and get candy or something, but that was definitely the first time I actually was running. But then it went into high school. My brother, he's a year older than me, and he basically ran for our high school in St. Augustine, and he had a lot of fun, so I was like, hey, this looks like fun. I guess I'll do it too. I had no intentions of being serious about the sport or eventually getting recruited to run for college. So it was kind of cool to see how that worked out. But freshman year of high school, I was just like jogging around. I didn't give a shit about anything. I just kind of like wanted to make friends and I guess stay in shape, but I didn't even think about that. I was just kind of out there running every day. Sophomore year, same thing. I was like, okay, yeah, that was fun. Cool. I'll still do it. I made lots of friends. Our coach was awesome. So I continued the sport. Towards the end of sophomore year, I don't really know what happened, but I just started getting kind of faster, like significantly. So then junior year, when I came into like the beginning, I don't know, I had this like newfound spark. I don't really know where it came from, but I was like, I want to be good at this. And so for any of you who know running times, my junior year, I started out in the first race. I was like, I'm breaking 20 minutes in the 5K. I was like, there's no, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to do it, whatever. My PR beforehand had been like 21 something. So I had this like crazy confidence. I don't know where it came from, but I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I did the first race. I went like 1955 or 57 or something. And I was like, oh shit, like, okay, this is actually kind of cool. And I placed pretty high in the race. So that was my first time like doing really well. And I was like, oh, I really like this. Like everyone's coming up to me and telling me how cool I am, whatever. I was like, this is awesome. And that had actually been the school record. So I was just like full of confidence, to be honest. I thought it was so cool. And I realized that that is kind of what I needed, I guess, to run fast, is just like the mental part of it. So yeah, then I just started like dropping time every single race. I don't really know. Again, I think it was just like the mental side of it. By no means was I in any like better or worse shape than I was the previous year. I think it really was. I just like wanted to be fast. I don't know. So yeah, I started dropping so much time and it was awesome because then I realized, hey, I could actually run in college and maybe get some money or even like not for a scholarship, but just that'd be super cool to be an athlete in college. I had never even thought about that until my junior year of high school, which I feel like most college athletes, they've been like striving to be a college athlete since they were really young. So that's definitely different in my story. When I did eventually get to Florida State to run there, everyone was kind of like, oh yeah, I've been playing my sport since I was 5. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, yeah, I've been playing sports since I was 2, but not running. So I don't know how some of these people do sports literally their entire life. Like, that's insane. After 8 years, I was tapped out. But anyway, so yeah, junior year, I ended up, and again, not meant to be like talking about times and stuff, but for those who do understand different times. So the first race, I ran like a 1957, so broke 20. And then by the end of the season, my PR was 1817. So again, it's a pretty big jump and pretty exciting in terms of like the running world and recruitment and stuff, because I started getting emails or like letters from coaches. Most of them honestly were like super ratchet, like random schools in random states that I didn't even know or had ever heard of that college. But I knew I kind of wanted to go in-state. Not that I wanted to be close to home that I could come home often, but just financially, it made sense to go in state. My parents had Florida prepaid, so it was kind of always in my head that I wanted to go to college in Florida. So, of course, I start looking at University of Florida, and it was my first visit. I met the coach, and it was just one of those where I was just so excited to even be, like, in this space of thinking of attending the school and running for them that I was just so pumped. So I was, like, gung-ho, I'm going to Florida. Nothing else is in the question. My parents were like, okay, yeah, that's great, whatever, but you should probably keep your options open. So then a random weekend, my mom was like, you know what, Kelly, like, we have nothing to do. Let's just drive to Tallahassee, check it out. You never know, like, maybe you'll want to go there, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, I don't have anything to do this weekend. Let's do it. So I drove in the car all the way 3.5 hours with no plan. It was not like the coach had reached out and said she wanted me to come. Like, we were straight up just driving to Tallahassee to look at the campus. There was no, like, recruitment in place at that point. I think I had emailed the coach, because with NCAA rules, you can, like, reach out directly. But they can't, I don't even know. But the point is, I had not been in contact with the coach. And what I didn't really know is the previous coach at Florida State had just kind of, like, got up and left. And so there was a huge coaching transition going on. So what ended up happening is my email kind of got, like, just lost in the clutter of transitioning coaches. So that's kind of why I hadn't heard back. But anyway, we're on the drive there, and a girl who is older than me in high school, she had been running for Florida State, and I had her phone number, and, like, we were not really friends. We knew of each other, but I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to text this chick. She's probably not even going to know who I am, and basically say, hey, I'm coming to check out the school. Is the coach free? Like, what's the deal? How does this work? Like, is she available to talk? Whatever. So I did, and the girl replied, and she's like, oh my God, yeah, like, let me just text her. And then the coach ended up calling me and basically apologized that my email had gotten kind of lost in the clutter and asked if I was free to come into her office. So it was actually really scary because I'm just driving to Tallahassee thinking that I'm, like, gonna just, I don't know, freaking look at the school. I don't even really know. Just drive around the campus, and now, next thing I know, like, in 20 minutes, I'll be sitting in the coach's office. So I was a little scared, but also, again, super excited. So we go in, we talk to her. I immediately really liked her. Like, we clicked. It was awesome. And so I kind of was like, oh shit, I don't really want to go to Florida anymore. I want to go to Florida State. And the coach even said, she's like, when can you come for an official visit? Are you free this weekend? And I was just pretty overwhelmed, but really excited. So yeah, I went on an official visit, like, right after the state cross country meet. And, like, a week later, she called me and she's like, hey, like, we have some money. Do you want to run here? And I was like, oh my God. And literally flipped my lid. I went into the kitchen and, like, after I hung up with her, obviously went into the kitchen. My parents were making dinner and I was like, oh my God, coach just offered me a scholarship. Yay. And literally my dad started crying. I started crying. My mom started crying. It was a huge mess, but it was awesome. I loved it. And yeah, so that was when I was like, okay, sorry, Florida, I'm going to Florida State, peace out, go Noles. And yeah, so I've had my senior year of high school left, like the remainder of it, and it was super exciting. I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I got so much encouragement and, like, hype from signing for a Division I program, because our high school, I mean, people would sign for sports, but honestly not, like, either D1 programs or I don't even know, but everyone was super excited, which was really cool. I remember one kid, his name was Jared, so if you're listening, Jared, yes, you, he said, like, basically asked me if I was gonna go to the Olympics, and I was like, in my head, I'm like, hell no, I'm not going to the, like, just because you go to college for a sport does not even mean, even close, that you're good enough to go to the Olympics. But again, it was just super cool. I'll never forget that. I was like, whoa, like, I guess I am, like, I don't know, like, gonna run in college. This is awesome. So yeah, that was really cool. But basically, I guess, fast forward, towards the end of my senior year, I started getting a little slower, and I think it was a bit that, you know, there came a point where I was running, trying to get these fast times to be recruited for college, because once I had made that decision that, yeah, I wanted to do this, I was like, really, I don't know, just try it. That was my motivation. So once I had signed, I was like, well, I don't really, I'm just kind of chilling now. But then we got our summer training from our college coach, from Florida State coach, and I ramped it back up. I was super excited. I was running like 10-mile long runs, and I normally would only run 8-mile long runs. And yeah, I ended up getting injured, of course. The start of like all my injuries. I got plantar fasciitis the first year of college running. Needed surgery, which was not fun. But the surgery came later. Anyways, so basically the point is, freshman year, I got injured, and that continued all 4 years. I literally was always injured. Don't get me wrong, the practice and everything, it was great. I absolutely loved being on the team. But the level of intensity and the higher mileage, my body just really did not like that, and it showed through a ton of injuries. So I had plantar fasciitis, which is in your foot, had to get surgery for that. At one point, they thought both my labrums and my hips were torn, which would have been like a year-long recovery process. Luckily, that's not what it was. It ended up being a stress reaction on my femur. So there was like basically a little buildup, I guess, where it was going to crack. It did not crack, thank God, but like it was getting there from overuse. And then I had little tweaks and stuff. And what else? Oh, well, my trainer at one point gave me nerve damage. So that was like an injury that was not even my fault, which was so annoying. Tendonitis in my hamstring. Anyways, the whole bit. Super injured all the time. But it's fine because it was a great experience. But yeah, I guess it started where freshman year, it was like every morning, 6 a.m. practice. And it was fun because freshman year, you're still so excited and everything's so new and whatever. But it definitely got super old after a while. I mean, waking up at 6 a.m. to literally be in so much physical pain is just not very exciting. And there came a point where, like, literally every day I would think to myself, okay, at 6 in the morning, I'm having these thoughts. I'm like, okay, what can I say? You know, I'm quitting, or like, I'm really sick, or my back hurt. Like, I would literally come up with every excuse in the book before I literally got out of bed. And every time for 4 years, I somehow found the strength to get my ass out of bed and turn the alarm off and put on my damn running clothes and go do this shit, the running. But it was so freaking hard. But yeah, I met awesome friends, which was great. My roommates freshman year, so I lived in the dorm. Basically, our coach paired the four of us together, four girls, and we were roommates ever since, like, senior year, and we just all graduated together, which is insane. I feel like there has never been a group of four girls who are roommates freshman year and stay roommates until senior year. I just feel like that's like kind of unheard of. And oh, to add, we never really like got in fights, so it wasn't like we, like, two of us liked each other and the other two didn't or whatever. Literally all four of us besties till the end. We called ourselves the Wild Things. And we're probably gonna visit each other, see each other in each other's weddings, you know, our kids can hang out, whatever. But the point is, running brought me to them, which is awesome. What else? Yeah, I don't know. It was just really hard. I think the biggest, I guess, like, the most annoying part about it is college sports, specifically our team, the cross country, women's cross country team. There was like this huge disconnect between our athletic life and our social life, or at least our coach wanted there to be. So yeah, and social life does include drinking, which obviously being a Division I athlete, you're like not supposed to do, but whatever, screw that. I wanted to have fun, so we drank. And that caused so many issues because our coach hated that, so we had to like hide. We didn't post anything on social media, but somehow there must have been like a snitch on the team or something, because there was a solid 2 to 3 times that we had to go to coach's office at like 6 in the morning and get our freaking heads yelled off. Like, she, oh my God, she would go insane. Like, literally, I swear to God, there was smoke coming out of her ears. Like, there was, it was insane. But also, it's just always a good story to tell, because one time there was, like, some girl had a birthday party, and we all went and literally had, like, two drinks. So the funniest thing was, there's so many times that we would drink so much and not get in trouble. And the one time that coach finds out and had pictures or whatever that we actually drank, we each literally had like one drink. Like, of all the times to get yelled at, that was the wrong time, but whatever. So yeah, we go to this birthday party, we barely drink. And the next day, 7 a.m. text, ladies, meet me in my office. We're all like, shit. We get in there and this chick pulls up the Apple TV and starts showing all these pictures and videos of us, like, not even from the night. It was literally like pictures she had racked up from the season, from, I don't know if it was a snitch or like, I mean, some of the pictures we had posted on Instagram, they weren't even bad, but in the context that she was yelling at us, it did look bad. Like, you know, a picture of us dressed up like as if we're going out, even though she doesn't actually know if we did. But the point is, she had all these pictures. So being a senior, I'm like used to getting yelled at this point. The freshmen were literally like shitting their pants. But yeah, basically we got yelled at and then we were kicked off the team. There was like 15 of us. She's like, get on the right side of the room if you drank and get on the left side of the room if you didn't. And we're like, fuck. I mean, I was already on the right side of the room. So I was like, come on over, ladies. But yeah, we got like ripped new assholes. It was ridiculous. And got kicked off the team for a week. We were quote unquote suspended indefinitely. We couldn't wear our gear, couldn't wear our uniforms, couldn't wear anything Florida State. But then a week later, she's like, hey, if you want your spot back, you can have it. So I'm like, sure, why not? I mean, part of me, honestly, part of me was like, do I want my spot back on the team? Like, I've had enough of feeling like I have a mom in college. But also, I had to remember all of the great things that came around with being on the team and all the friends I made and everything. So I stayed on the team. And then luckily I did, because, like, I don't know, a month later maybe, the NCAA canceled sports for Corona. So it kind of worked out. I would have been so pissed if I quit the team and didn't get, like, the notoriety of being a four-year Division I athlete, and then boom, it gets canceled anyway. So I'm happy I stayed on the team. But yeah, it did just get a bit repetitive. I felt like sometimes it was just like too intense or too serious for what I wanted. And I didn't even like PR since high school. So my high school times were my fastest times. In college, there was never a time I got faster. I mean, I did, like, my longer runs and stuff were faster, but in terms of an actual race, I never got faster. And at first I was like, oh shit, like, you know, I signed a scholarship to be here to get faster, and like, totally that did not happen. But then I realized, one, my scholarship is very small. Two, I had a great time. Like, I have no regrets. I literally don't. I really don't think anyone knows anyone's times or who's the fastest or whatever. I mean, unless you're like going to the Olympics or, you know, going to nationals or winning nationals or whatever, no one really cares or knows your time. So you could run a 30-minute 5K, a 20-minute 5K, or a 15-minute 5K, and like, at the end of the day, who cares? Literally, who cares? We're all just doing it for shits and gigs, so whatever. All right, I guess I shouldn't say we're all, because there's a lot of girls who are like real serious, and all the power to them, but I was not one of those girls. So yeah, I would say my college experience as a runner is described as walking, tiptoeing on the line of being kicked off or not good enough to staying on the team. And luckily, I stayed on the side of the line that allowed me to continue being an athlete for 4 years, staying on the team, but also perfectly balancing my social life, my drinking life. my drinking life. That sounds funny. But yeah, I mean, I had a great time. And I don't know, I think at the end of the day, it's just kind of like, the stuff I'm going to remember is the stories that I'll probably be telling on here, or the stories I'm going to laugh my ass off with my roommates when we talk about them. I'm not going to remember different workouts and whatever. And mentally, like, obviously there came some points that it was really hard, because the struggle of like deciding if I wanted to quit or not. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I never, like, really, really considered quitting because I knew I was, like I said, like, walking this perfect balance of not having to quit versus, like, having to because I would, you know, be breaking rules or whatever. But yeah, it was a really, really good time. I'm trying to think of any specifics. I mean, we definitely had a decent amount of, like, hungover runs, or I would say the hardest the hardest run I had was definitely not a workout. Literally one long run, I was so hungover, and the mental strength it took to not throw up during that run, I swear to God, guys, like, oh my God, I have never had to hold back throw up that much in my whole life, because one, coach was behind us, so if she even saw me throw up, it would be suspicious. We were running so slow, so I couldn't even argue, like, oh my God, I'm just pushing myself so hard. No, like, we were running so slow. And two, if I did throw up, it literally would have smelled like straight vodka. Like, I kid you not, I was still drunk running. It was awful. I mean, you'd think, oh, that's so funny. No, it was literally not funny. I swear to God, the trail was spinning. Like, the trees were spinning. My teammates were spinning. It was freaking nuts. So that was, like, terrible. I mean, it's a funny story now. It really is. But in the moment, I was like, I'm going to throw up straight up vodka, and this is not going to be good, and that's going to be the end of my college experience. But that didn't happen. I held it back. Go me. Whatever. What are some other funny stories? I don't know. We just had, like, so many times where we were tiptoeing around coach, like, you can't talk about whose birthday it is this weekend because then coach is going to yell at us, like, just dumb stuff like that. And it was funny because my freshman year, for sure, people thought, like, I went to college and was, you know, not partying and not drinking, which was not the case at all. I just was terrified to post anything, so I didn't. But we did start posting stuff, I guess, kind of the day that track got canceled. We went to the track with coronas and took pictures. We didn't post those yet, but also, we all just kind of, like, quarantined together in Tallahassee, and so we were just posting a ton, and people probably thought we, like, went crazy, which we kind of did, but we were definitely, like, actually posting stuff about drinking, and coach kind of couldn't say anything, or she was, like, more just laughing at us, which was actually kind of cool. But yeah, now that I'm off the team and I graduated, I like to call myself a hobby jogger. I just kind of go out for runs whenever I want to, and I don't really decide how far or how fast I'm running until I'm literally running. So sometimes I start and I run a mile, and then I'm like, peace out, I'm done. And I turn around and I come back and I run 2 miles. And sometimes I run 4 miles and then turn around and end up running 8 miles. It really just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Some days I don't even run. This past week I ran literally once, but that's because I've been training for lifeguarding this summer. But regardless of that, it's just been really nice to not have, you know, coach saying, okay, you have to run 8 miles today at this pace. And you're like, oh my God, okay. And that was like 8 years of being told how far I had to run and how fast and everything. So it's really nice to be done with that. We kind of did a little fun challenge. We did a 24 mile and 24 hour challenge. Me and my roommates did, which is really just like a fun way to, I wouldn't even say it was like a running, it was obviously a running thing, but by no means was it like, let's go on a run and like stay fit. No, it was just kind of for fun. We ended up like getting so drunk at the end. It was so fun. It turned into kind of like 1 mile and one beer every hour for the last like 6 or 7 hours, maybe even 8 hours, honestly. We woke up at 5 in the morning, did our first mile, and then 6 in the morning, 2nd mile, 7 in the morning, 3rd mile, and went all the way till 4 in the morning for our 24th mile. So we ended around like, it was probably 4:30 the time we like actually went to bed, 4:30 a.m. obviously. So that was super fun, but the point being, we just kind of like run for fun now. It's really nice to not have any pressure and not have to sneak around. When I want to have a beer, I can post I'm having a beer and I don't get yelled at. But yeah, the funniest part probably about the past 4 years has been like, our coach definitely knew we drank And she would yell at us and make it seem like she knew every time we drank, but she really didn't, which was really funny. And then there was times that we'd get yelled at and we hadn't actually drank. So it just showed, like, we really kind of, I don't know, like, the coaching staff doesn't actually know much of what's happening sometimes. And I totally get it. Like, that's their job. You know, they are coaching a team. They need to make sure we're fit and we're, you know, these, like, good athletes, I guess. I don't know. But, it was a good time. My college experience was great, and it wouldn't have been as good if I wasn't on the team. So I'm so happy and thankful for that opportunity. But again, it was just like a huge figuring out the balance of social life and athletic life. And it was so fun. So yeah, that's kind of my running journey. I really never had like a problem besides being injured and stuff. But like, I don't know, some girls, like, end up really hating the coach, or, like, and this, I'm not just talking about Florida State, I'm talking about the sport in general, all sports, honestly, in general, like, athletes, I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but it's a super small number that actually start as a athlete in college and then finish as an athlete in college, like, the full 4 years. I don't think many people, like, actually stick with it, whether that be because mentally they didn't want to, or physically, or they were just so fed up and burnt out with the sport. So I definitely couldn't have done another year. 4 years was the perfect amount for me. And it was great. And like I said, I never really had like too much of a issue. It was for the most part a positive experience. And yeah, it was definitely fun, but I think that's it. That's kind of it for my running journey. And now I have, you know, my cool framed jersey hanging in my room, and I can always look back at it and know that it was a great time. Okay, thanks for hanging in there. Talk to ya a different podcast. Bye.